I think that with the majority of these theropod dinosaurs that have display structures on their head, they're probably related to identification of the animal, so that potential rival males can identify that there's a male who is going after your females, or the ones you're interested in. Or they can also tell the female that you're the right age and you're of interest.
The extreme appearance of the Majungatholus may also have been something to do with its environment.
Anytime we have a small population of animals isolated in a small area, you can't help but get inbreeding between family members. Over long periods of time and numerous generations, we start to see mutations caused by inbreeding. Now, in the case of Majungatholus, so few skeletons have been found that we really don't know what normal looked like for this particular species, but we can certainly suggest that because it lived on an island and it was separated from other similar dinosaurs, its ugly face could have been the end result of mutations.
The Majungatholus was small compared to many of the dinosaurs of the Jurassic period, but it was still substantial. Over 3 meters tall and 8.5 meters long, it weighed about a ton. On the tiny island of Madagascar, it was the biggest predator by far. Its jaw structure made it a particularly effective killer.
Majungatholus has a very, very interesting skull. It's not only shortened and very high, but the bones of the skull are interlocking. Now, that's important to know because most theropods, most meat-eating dinosaurs, have very kinetic skulls where their skulls will actually move while they're feeding, helping to protect their teeth from breaking and bones of their skull from breaking. And also, their jaws would expand when they open their mouth. But Majungatholus did not have that ability. So it was really a skull that was solid and had very, very little, if any, movement.
Majungatholus' strength would be its very powerful bite. It was a short but powerful skull with a rather powerful neck. If it could clamp down on something and bite on it, it could deliver a really nasty wound from that.